What's up? Welcome to another episode of F is on Your Chest with your girl Shay J.
What the hell is going on?
That shit, babe.
What's up? I am peace, I am love, I am all of the above. So connected with the plug, lots of queens showing love. Yo, we gotta be blessed, no need to suppress. I heard you got a lot on your chest. We needed a place to sip wine while we tell out. It's easy to stress, come clear your mind, shouty, let out. Cleansing under full moon, smudging up the mellow moves. Crazy thoughts and loud tunes, dropping Sunday afternoon. Make them bounce, Shay J. Had to get it out the mud, you say. What is the perfect place for us to clear the clutter? If it's on your chest, you better say it, motherfucker.
What up? What's good, y'all?
Welcome back to another episode of If It's On Your Chest with your girls, Shay J. It has been a lovely hot minute, but the break was well worth it. Before we jump into it, they gonna tell everybody where they can find us.
Okay, so you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can find us on Anchor, iTunes, SoundCloud. And that's about it.
Yes, ma'am. And once again, we just want to say welcome back, guys. And we just want to send out some gratitude, man. We're going to change up some things so that we feel like the podcast can flow better for us. So we have what we want to do when we call gratitude segment, when we just want to thank our listeners and our supporters for supporting us and giving us that love and that push to keep going. People been asking us when we are coming back and when we are dropping more episodes. And we are back officially this time, guys. All right, so we're going to jump into the If It's On Your Chest segment. And our topic today is really just an update. We just want to talk, I guess. Let y'all know what we've been on, how we've been feeling.
We've been doing, you know, the good stuff with the nosy people. I guess I'm coming back on one, huh?
Girl, you always on one.
Anyways.
So what you been up to, babe?
So lately I've been getting together our holistic wellness business, which is Wild Essentials.
And speaking of Wild Essentials, dog, my skin, like, it feels amazing. It looks amazing. And that's because of the Wild Essentials, man. We just really been over here working, mixing up different stuff, making different soaps, trying to expand the products that we do have so that after this release, we can hit y'all with some new products.
Right.
And I'm excited about these new ventures that we've been venturing off into.
I have been working on a soap since January. And we together have just been, you know, coming up with recipes that'll work. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
So what was the inspiration for Wild Essentials, the soap, for you?
To me, the inspiration was myself. Because I've been trying to get my skin right most of my life. And I mean, I've tried what everybody told me. And yes, prescriptions work. But who wants to be putting steroids on their skin, like, all the time? Like, I didn't. And, like, going into stores and using the sensitive soaps to unscent it, it still didn't do well to my skin. Mm-hmm. Like, it still broke my skin out. And I was researching soap, and I just been terrified to do it. Mm-hmm. And, like, maybe a year later, I was like, okay, I want to make soap. You know, like, I think I can do this. Mm-hmm. And I really originally started making the soap just for me and you. Mm-hmm. Just so we can have something to feed our skin.
Right.
And that was it. And then people started seeing my skin, and I will share with them what I did, and people seemed to be interested. Mm-hmm. So it's like, might as well add it to Wild Essentials.
No doubt. And it's pretty much the same story from Wild Butter, how that originated. Like I told you, I was tired of the lotion and the hair products that weren't moisturizing my hair. Mm-hmm. And I would have to go back in after work and moisturize when I braid my hair up at night. And I was just tired of that. So I feel that, and I definitely appreciate you taking the time to sit down and cook up this stuff, man, because the soap is freaking amazing. I love it. And then, like, for me, when I see that we're getting low or I don't be knowing what you be doing in here with the soap, because I don't really be touching on the soap or nothing like that. So when I feel like we getting low, I'll start using my body wash again, just so that you won't have to run out of soap, because the soap is that good that it really works for our skin. And I know she needs it more than me, so I try to be courteous with the shit. Like, that's how good it is.
Right, yeah. And I kind of, I make more, you know what I'm saying? Like, even with my batches that I'm planning to sell, I am making sure it's like a whole batch over there that's just for the house.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Just because.
Yeah.
I made this for me at first.
I feel that, because, man, I be like, damn. The bargain low. Let me put it up and say so for her.
Yeah, and I mean, it's amazing because for me, I'm a minimalist when it comes to my skincare, period. Like, you know, and this is like all in one, even in a soap alone. You know, like it's moisturizing after you get out the shower, you ain't ashy.
Yeah.
And it's like, even like when I wash my face, it's some tightening agents in the soap, some mm-hmm. of them. When I wash my face, it's like tight, you can feel it.
You have to put something on it.
And you don't, though. That's what I'm going to tell you. Like, it's going to feel tight for a second, but then if you just chill for, like, 5 minutes, it's just going to, like, start glowing.
Oh, okay.
Bro, I never got past the tightening. I'm lazy. I'm a minimalist. Wash my face once in the morning, once at night.
Yeah. I wash my face twice a day, too, as well. But, like, when I get out of the shower at night, that's when I don't put anything on. Because when I wash mm-hmm. my face in the morning, I'm normally going out the door immediately after.
Yep.
So I'm going to put something on. But at night, I try to sit on the couch, and then I feel it tightening mm-hmm. up. So next time, or matter of fact, I'm going to take another shower just so that I can see what you're talking about. So tonight, I'm going to see, and I'm going to sit through that and see what that do. Because when I feel it tightening up for me, normally I just get up and be like, all right, let me go put something on.
Because if you look at it while it's tight, you'll see it shine. It's just like, bad. And then, you know, it restores the natural oils in your face anyway, so just give it a second.
That's what's up.
I'm not saying not to moisturize, but not all the time.
Right. I feel you.
I'm ready. Even all the butters that we made, just getting the business offline. I've been working on the website.
Hey, shout out to that turmeric butter I whipped up, man. Let me tell y'all about that turmeric butter.
Thanks.
So just to show y'all how, or just to give y'all an example of how amazing this turmeric butter is. So check this out. You know how you have working feet where sometimes they crack at the bottom or they're just a little ashy, you know, the little dry skin that be at the heel? We all deal with that. Not everybody, but most of us do. I, Amanda Shea, whipped up some shit because I was tired of it, because I never had to deal with that problem. So when I started dealing with it, I was like, hold up. If it ain't diabetes, what's going on? So I had to whip up something, boo, because I was not finna keep going through that, babe. Like, I couldn't even rub my feet up against you. And so I whipped up that turmeric butter, y'all, just for myself before I decided to put it on the market. We whipped it up just for me. And, like, immediately, the stuff started working.
Yeah, it was just like one day my face was kind of irritated, and I put it on. And I took a video before, and then I sent it to my mom a little later. I was like, you see this video? Because I was looking in the mirror a little later today, and it was, like, completely different already. I was mm-hmm. like, It was just like, okay, mama, look at this. Look at my face. You see that video I just sent you a few hours ago, right? Now look at my face. I'm like, oh, okay, it's all right.
Yeah, that tumor came through, man. So I can't wait for y'all to feel that, too. So whoever got the working hands or the working feet, boot feet, and steel toe shoes is no joke. So hit me up, man. We got y'all for real. Thanks.
And I also love it on my face after I use the turmeric soap.
Yep. It's like a combination. And I was telling Chandra, I was like, yo, just take a moment to just feel how it's working. I was like, can you feel it? She was like, yeah. I was like, I know. Like, you could just feel it. Like, when it hits your skin, it just, like, wraps around you like a hug. Like a butter hug.
Yep. I know, we sound so in love.
So, anyway, moving along. What I've been working on is definitely the music, y'all. I have definitely been in the studio. Shit, before B had the baby, we was in there every week. So, I've been definitely working on some stuff. I want to have this music on the podcast. I want all of the music to be 100% owned by us. Don't have to answer to nobody. Y'all know how I like to move. So, and even if I do start playing music on here, it's going to be my friend's music and it's going to be with their permission. So, everything is going to be homegrown at this point. And I'm working on some poetry. That shit's going to be exclusive to the website. It's just going to be on the website only for my artistic insecurity or security, I should say, because that's a different part of me. And I feel like Wild Essentials is such a intimate part of me that I would love to share my poetry just exclusively from that website.
Yeah, and you know, I got a part on the website, Creative Corner, and it's kind of the same feeling with my pains because people be like, I want to buy it. And I'm like, move. And I notice that when people say they want to buy something that I'm working on, I usually stop working on it.
Yeah, you got to stop. Because for real, like I was listening to this one lady and she was just talking about how, matter of fact, the money went Juju. Listening to Juju's podcast and she was just talking about how people get so caught up on not wanting to use the talents that God gives them, and then they end up not being happy when the whole time they could be literally making money just from the things that they love to do because you have the control. You can answer and open up any messages that you would like. If you don't want to deal with these people, you know who you want to fuck with and you know who you don't. So I feel like, in a sense, I get where you're coming from, but also I see how you holding yourself back.
Okay. I can take that. I can see that, you know. I can see it in that perspective. And I also think I might have to implement something like don't post anything until it's done. That way if somebody want to sell it, you ain't got no excuse. So I feel that.
Or even if you do want to just show your progress, put not for sale on the picture. And then even if you do finish it and be like, you got the right, that you are in control. You can change your mind. I changed my mind. It's for sale now.
The end of the day. For sale.
And barbering, I did. I think we talked about how I left the shop and decided to start my own business, and that is going wonderfully. It is blossoming, blooming, the word is spreading, Wild Cuts is on the rise. Tell your friends, tell your sons, tell your nephews, your uncles, your brothers, everybody. From Huntsville to Florence, we can work some out. Believe that.
Big facts.
Bae took a hiatus because of COVID.
I did. I took a big 1 month break from working because I work at a pharmacy, so it's a no for me. But I am currently back there. We're praying not for long. you know, trying to find me a little something I can do from home while I run my home business.
No doubt. No doubt.
I am completely over, like, the physical hard labor for, like, no pay for real, you know? Mm-hmm.
I am so happy and grateful now that you are running your home business successfully. I should. Paying your bills, excuse me, through the home business. Your life through the home business. Taking me on trips through the home business.
Even though you might have to drive us there, but I say.
I will drive you. Hey, you buy, I will fly, baby. And you give me that Chanel perfume for my
What did I just ask for that I could not have?
I changed my mind.
What was it?
I don't remember. I was going to wait for you to tell me again. I was going to tell you again because I want my perfume. Yeah.
Woo, I wanted to switch.
Oh, yeah. I got you to switch. Remember?
Oh, I did that. I guess we'll have to let them in on that little... I still got the picture of it.
Bae asked for a Nintendo Switch, right? But she didn't say Nintendo. She was just like, Bae, I want a Switch. So, you know me. Asshole Libra. I went outside and got her a damn Switch.
Yeah. Switch. Feelings was just hurt. She came in smile, holding it like a fucking flower. Wait. Okay.
A Switch.
Yeah.
Hope she likes it.
But, yeah, so going back into work is a bit overwhelming. And knowing that we're about to go into flu season, plus around fucking 87,000 of the COVID. Whew, child. And, you know, I love my life and I love me and I feel like change is okay. So I am trying to change. I am changing. I am transitioning into a new career.
No doubt. A shame. So today for the WOW segment, we want to talk about the freaking California wildfires in, Washington... What else?
Cali, Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado. Is it some parts of Oregon?
Girl.
It's everywhere. Shit is burning down, y'all. Like,
it's really crazy because during this pandemic and all that extra shit, like, it's just like 2020 be hitting you with one thing out of after another.
Every month is some more entanglements.
Like, 2020, like, if you're not finna learn shit, you finna learn something this year.
Ooh, baby. What have you learned from 2020?
I learned to mind my business. Take care of my skin. Treat people with the love that I want to treat them with. And move on. Don't have no expectations on what to get back or none of that. If I don't like something and I can change it in that moment, change it.
Yeah.
If I can't, accept it.
Yeah, I feel that. I respect that, man. But 2020 has been a motherfucking bitch, man. And I just pray for all of those people who are losing their homes and their belongings. Even in New Orleans, like, they getting slapped around, too. I just got another alert today that it was another hurricane coming their way. So I pray for all y'all, man. Just, if y'all can get out, evacuate, lay low.
Just find somewhere safe to be. And then all the people are losing their homes due to the pandemic.
Yeah, that too.
Jobs, lives.
Damn.
Lies, because we don't know what to believe. Like, linear, what the hell. It's a lot of wild shit that's happening right now.
I know it.
The wild segment, aka what the fuck?
Wow. And then people are still protesting as well.
Absolutely, protests still going on. Breonna Taylor killer still aren't arrested.
Yeah, true. This is true. And then, like I said on Facebook, that documentary is disgusting. Just listening to what happened and how it happened and who was involved and what their past was. It was just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Crime scene, what?
For the attorney general not to, prosecute the men, and they're just finding out the more history about Kentucky and how they move around there with the pretty much the stop and frisk, but the vehicle version of it is just, it's wild.
Absolutely.
And people, and it kind of pisses me off because you have people, I sit and listen to people when I cut their hair. Well, I just don't understand. The law is the law, but at the end of the day, the law only applies to certain people at certain times.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when, hell, somebody win the Super Bowl, and they going out and they bashing store windows and setting stuff on fire, flipping over cop cars. They're just innocent people. According to the news, just teens having fun, doing what teens do.
Yeah.
But people out here real deal marching for a cause, and
yeah, and it's like, how long do we gotta stop screaming, beg for y'all to stop killing us?
Cause for real though, cause at this point it's like, come on now, everybody should be on equal turf. Everybody should be able to live the life that they really want to live. Because I mean, some people do want to work, but some people genuinely want to be fucking business owners. Some people want to have their own.
Absolutely. And one thing that I just kept thinking about it, like, I gotta get my mind together. I gotta learn how to plant a fucking flower and have a fucking field in the future of vegetables and herbs and shit on my own, because I need to be self-reliant.
Yeah.
And just a few months ago, I can't see myself living in the country, you know, just away from everywhere. But shit, if I sit here and think about it, who I really fuck with? Who come over here?
Nobody.
So it's just like, at this point, girl, I need to be on some land.
Mm-hmm.
Remodeling a house how I want it. Into my dream house. Having everything I need there. Making my own oat milk. Because I grow my own fucking oats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Going out to pick a squash to eat. You feel me? Or picking out a jar in the wintertime that I've canned. Because, you know, I didn't fix 3 months worth of vegetables, you know, like,
and you know, my ancestors that guide me. I was telling you, trying to tell you the other day, is that's what, who I want to see, like, because I see that, I know that you're that type of person, just a nurturer, and I just want to see the type of things that we can nurture together, because I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I want to learn how to plant things and garden and do all of that as well on our own land.
Parents and in-laws coming over. Thanksgiving at our house.
Yeah.
With a big-ass front porch with some rocking chairs on it.
Nieces and nephews chilling. Dancing, singing, because you know they ain't going to sit down.
Tiana and
trying
nieces
to bake up some stuff.
Ain't no trying, because we going to be in that whipping booth. I already planned to show her with some little tricks. Hey, boo, let's try this out.
I feel that. Definitely.
Have Chef T Love in the building.
Big T. So, moving on to the love segment.
We kind of hit the love segment.
We're going to reiterate.
Okay, bet.
Just real quick. So, for the love segment, we thought of this little segment as well, just to boost up some esteems, ours as well, confidence to give each other and share tips So if you have any ideas for any of these segments, the gratitude segment, the wild segment, which is what our topic for the day, the wild segment, which is something crazy that happened, anything, y'all got any stories y'all want to share? I know it's been popping influence with the protests, so if anybody have anything that they want to send in, y'all want to talk about, let's chat. And then there is the love segment, where we talk about things like, tonight we're going to talk about our skincare, self-love, and taking time for self overall.
And our ancestors.
Yes, shout out to our ancestors. Peace and blessings to our ancestors.
Gratitude to our ancestors.
Yes, 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 yes.
Because without our ancestors, we wouldn't even be here right now.
That is true. That is very true. So we love y'all and we miss y'all and we appreciate y'all. But as far as the skincare, I feel like just a simple 2 times a day washing 60 seconds with some type of moisturizing.
Absolutely. And we do plan on having a toner, because sometimes a toner is just good for that redness, you feel me? And with the toner, you can lock it in with the moisturizer.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking out for that one also.
And as far as self-love, what I would say, seen a post the other day that kind of stuck out. It says, you don't have a good heart, you just lack boundaries. So as far as self-love for me today, and for this day forward, I want all of us to stand firm on our boundaries, even if that is with our partners, our parents, our coworkers, neighbors, anybody, strangers, whoever we meet, whatever boundaries that we set for ourselves, stand firm on that. Keep your boundaries up, mm-hmm. Not your walls, but your boundaries. And don't just be quick to say yes or no. Be open to things, but don't be open to too much.
And listen to your intuition. And figure out why your gut is telling you one thing and, you know, you're indecisive about it.
For sure, for sure.
Because the one thing a lot of us do, we need confirmation from other people or we doubt ourselves. And, I mean, I feel like we get these intuitional feelings for a reason.
I feel like the only reason why we seek validation from someone else is because we do not listen to the validation that God has already given us.
Absolutely. Right. Exactly what I was trying to say. Look at you, girl. Okay? Because, so, period. Get you a bae who can explain your thoughts.
No doubt. We do that all the time. Taking the time for self overall. If you need a day for some me time, I do not care what Janae Aiko says. Shout out to you, boo, but hey, don't fuck your me time. If you need some, you need a break, let a nigga know. Have some me time. Sit down, recuperate, get your mind together. Pray, meditate, write down your goals, write down the things that you would like to stop doing, write down the things that you would like to do more of, and actually put these things into motion. Stop waiting on an okay from your friend or anybody else, the person that you lean on, and accept the okay that God has given you. If God had put that intention in your heart to move, then act on it. Move. What's your self-love tip for overall?
My self-love tip for overall is to be aware. And I mean that in every aspect of your life. Like, put aside whatever you're doing to talk yourself into something. Be aware if you don't like something. Be aware if something makes you feel uncomfortable. Be aware if your spirit loves this.
Amen.
You know, be aware of something upsets your stomach when you're eating it. Be aware that drinking too much soda breaks out your face. Be aware that your intentions can be pure, but your work has to go hand in hand.
Yeah, that is very true.
You can't intend to cook dinner, but you didn't do anything but lay on the couch all night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or you can intend to do something right and still end up going about it in a messed up way.
Because you aren't aware.
Yep. I like that. Look at you dropping big gems tonight.
Ooh! Because it's Big J.
Ooh! We Big Stepper J.
Because I'm a big stepper. Never have to tiptoe. Ooh! I'm not going to play with y'all tonight.
All right, guys. Well, that is a wrap for this episode of If It's On Your Chest, You Better Say It.
Motherfucker.
Ooh! One more again. Y'all can find us on Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, Anchor, Facebook,
Spotify,
Apple Music, or Apple Podcasts, my bad. Excuse moi. Apple Podcasts is where you can find her.
And you will soon be able to just go directly to our website.
Yes, sir. WildEssentials.co, where you can find me, bro.
And I think I'm dropping Wild Essentials September 30th.
We coming for y'all September 30th, and it's going to be Libra season.
Wow. I have to change today. My business cannot be a Libra.
Yes, the fuck it can, because Libras are bosses, baby. The end. I'm your girl, Shay.
And I'm Jay.
And we out, baby. Peace.
I know you're going through a little, nigga. But just keep your head up, G. Because I'm always be rocking with you. Some say it ain't tough, but they don't know about it. The demons niggas be battling it hard to come up out it. You spend your life trying to find a route and go about it. And in the flash, sickness crash, you get rerouted. Small thing to a giant, gotta push through, bro. Who you know was fixing flats before we went to the store? Grandma laced us with some bread, we was ready to go. Souse meat, a couple Sprites in a bag of Cheetos. We came back with the sack, she was grinning like a bitch. Hauled out on them bikes with a couple cigarettes. We each had our own, man, I'll never forget. At the baseball field, bro, we was bad as a bitch. We always had a ball, it was me, you, Carrie, and Keith. Getting cussed out by my mama, cause y'all hid in the backseat and popped out by KFC.